Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Haas from Team Reba Remax Metro East Side.
And this is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yeah, and we're talking the fascinating subject of siding and windows today.
We are, actually.
I think it's always fascinating. As we always say on the show, we are complete nerds when it comes to our mutual industries. So, you know, I love that we get into this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about it, and we have Kyle Kiever here from Synapse Construction.
Yeah.
The thing about siding is it can change. Number one, it can change the whole look of a house. You know, you have a house that looks pretty boring or ugly this one way. You change your siding out.
Yeah.
And holy cow, it can really, really transform a home, number one. But number two, it can make that home just an energy efficient machine.
Right. So before we went on the break, we were starting to talk about the different types of materials that go under the cladding, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
So
WRB is what we call it. Weather-resistant barrier.
Ah, okay. All right. So you were starting to describe a couple of types.
Yeah, I mean, they come in, you know, the old school type. If you live in a Seattle old house, what's probably behind your siding is asphalt impregnated paper, which has been used for, you know, hundreds of years. And they've evolved since then to things that allow, that will stop bulk water from entering but still allow vapor to exit.
Like Tyvek, that sort of thing.
Tyvek's one of them, yeah. Vapor Shield's another, which is the one we use most
often. Sort of Gore-Tex for your house, right?
That's right. Yeah, okay. Because, you know, houses have moisture inside of them, and there's vapor drive that's pushed out, and you don't want that to stop and then condense and become water, and because that would happen in your wall.
Right. Well, and Kyle, there's especially I think of it more as condo projects, you know, around our area that were built incorrectly. They used a fake stucco type siding, drive it, that sort of a thing. And the contractors, when that product first came into our market in the Northwest, didn't really think about rain and really wind, you know, pushing the rain in, so they weren't sealed around the windows and things like that. Water got in, and we have high-rise condo projects that were just devastated with rot and mold, and you know had to cause major problems.
Sounds delicious.
So
the way you're describing that,
how do you and with your company, how do you avoid those types of situations?
Yeah. Yeah, because you said you guys are a best in class. So, like, what's that mean for you?
Yeah, well, we employ best in class techniques. So one of those would be rain screen systems, which is basically putting the cladding on battens or on a mat of some kind to have a separation between the back of the cladding and the WRB and the wall.
Okay.
And so, with that, I mean, basically in the Northwest, because of the weather that we have, you know, it's not if the water is going to get past the cladding, it's when. And so this system is basically a rapidly drying, you know, system. In case, so if water does, and when it does, get behind the cladding, there's a cavity back there, and it's always ventilated. And there's air coming through, you know, evaporating. And, you know, if it's bulk water, it's falling out the bottom and going away.
So water gets in, it's got a way to get out.
So you say bulk water. What do you mean by that?
Well,
my listener is going to be like, bulk water? I go to Costco and
Well, it's, you know, I mean, you have water vapor. It's the difference between vapor and actual water, I guess. But
do you mean like a downpour kind of thing?
Well, like wind-driven rain.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so when we get those massive rainstorms.
Vapor can cause problems as well.
I was actually working on a condo project that was in litigation for siding damage. And I read being the nerd here, I read like about a 50-page study that was part of the litigation talking about wind-driven rain and just how far into a building that rain can penetrate.
Oh, really?
When you've got a couple days of a sustained 20, 30-mile-an-hour wind just blasting that water in, if you think about
it. Yeah, and we get storms up here that hit us up to 80 sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So it can be significant, right, Kyle?
Well, yeah. Well, you can get, you know, with the wind, you get pressure differentials, which, you know, if there's a pinhole somewhere, it's sucking it in. You know, buildings are generally negatively pressured. So part of what went on with these condo projects that you're referring to is that the energy code went up, and which created tighter and tighter buildings. But the siding practices didn't follow suit. And so the people were doing the same things, because it's fine to build that way, you know, siding-wise, really loose and not a lot of paying attention to details on flashings and whatever, if the house or building is like a flow-through tea bag like they were built in, you know.
Sure.
50, 80 years ago.
Sure, sure. Yeah, got it.
And I've never heard a building called like a flow-through tea bag. Okay.
I've lived
That's
in those.
That's a new interesting kind of
absolutely.
Image.
Yeah,
all right.
Makes sense.
Well, I mean, they just breathe, right? Naturally.
Oh, no, I totally believe. I talk to people about houses all the time, and I'm like, houses are like living, breathing entities, and you just have to think of them like a human body. Like, they start to sag and, you know, get cracks and wrinkles and all the other stuff, and it depends on how well you maintain everything on how long it's actually going to really last or look good.
Sure, but, sure.
Right?
Well, during the break, Kyle, we were talking about sort of some of the different types of siding out there. What we see a lot, you know, around the Northwest, of course, a lot of wood siding. Mm-hmm. The old school would be cedar, you know, beveled siding or shingled siding. But then, you know, in the 70s, we got the LP siding. And I actually have seen houses with mushrooms growing on them, you know, because the LP has failed. And
well, it's not even just the LP. I can tell you, out in Issaquah Highlands, I had a client
that I absolutely
said, please do not buy this place. Mm-hmm. I was last year touring with a customer, and the inside of the house smelled fine, looked fine. It was very nice inside. They were starting to fall in love with it. And then we walked to the back west-facing portion of it, and we get out on the patio, and I look up, and all around the wood wrap of the windows are mushrooms. Mm-hmm. On all of those segments.
And
of,
you
and
can
I
see
went,
the framing
oh
behind
God.
The siding. You know, it's so bad. So, I mean, what are some current products that sort of avoid those types of problems?
We've been using a product called Trespa quite a bit lately, which is a phenolic panel.
Phenolic panel?
It's a phenolic panel. Does that sound fancy?
Ooh, yeah. He said phenolic.
But it's cool stuff.
It's phenomenal.
It's been around, actually, a long time. Recently they've come out with some more kind of homeowner-y profiles. It's its original form is these panels, which come in, you know, all kinds of sizes. But they're large format panels, like 4x8, 6x17.
Okay, so we see them probably on a lot of modern-style constructions or commercial.
Yeah, they're more commercial for the panels. And now they've got kind of a plank that looks like cedar, which I like a lot because a lot of our customers like cedar but don't want the maintenance of it. Mm-hmm. So we'll use that. It's, you know, to do accents and things like that, and they don't have to paint it. You can pressure wash it. It's mandatory to be on a rain screen, so we like that too because – you know, some people don't want to pay for the rain screen, but it is best practices. It's the way you should do it. So, you know, not spend, and it's really an incremental cost. So not doing it, I think, is, you know, short-sighted.
Right. I don't think we even got to this yet. How long have you been doing this?
I've been in construction my whole life. My dad's a contractor, and I worked with him for a long time. But I started Synapse in 2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? During the recession.
Yeah, yeah, we were...
that's when a lot of people were exiting.
Right. I doubled down.
Honestly, I mean, I mean, I'm kind of impressed by that because most people were like, I'm out of here and I'm broke. So you started then.
Yeah.
Okay, but you came with this great background, though.
Yeah, well, okay. I continued at that time to work with my dad. We were building a custom home at the time, and I had a really hard time finding anybody that could do the... waterproofing details that needed to be done on this kind of ornate craftsman home that we built. And finally I was like, you know, there's a need for somebody to, you know, put together a company that can do this stuff for real. You know, I mean, anybody can do carpentry, you know,
right.
You can teach somebody to use a saw. It's the stuff behind it that we've really focused on and tried to hone in, you know, to create, you know, something where people don't have to worry.
Right. Well, I was looking at some of the videos on your website. So for listeners who want to go check it out, it's synapseconstruction.com. And Synapse, for anyone who needs to have it spelled, S-Y-N-A-P-S-E.
You wouldn't believe how many people don't know that word.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like I studied their brain a lot. And so it's like the whole synaptic function in the brain, right? Is that how you came up with the name? Or?
That's right, yes. Well, it's a nod to the cerebral nature of how we approach our work.
No, I like it. That's actually, to me, I really do study the brain all the time. My dad had a brain injury in 2007 from a car accident, so I did a lot of research then. But then I also just, from a business person's perspective and just like studying people and psychology and how we respond to things, I'm always big on that. But anyway, sidebar on that. I loved it because I was on your website and you've got a bunch of videos and just even like your employees – It was really kind of impressive to hear how they talk about the company. Like, I have a testimonial video for our Team Reba website, and it's, you know, hearing them talk about it. Now I'm like, oh, maybe I should go have my employees do a video too. Because, I mean, they talked with great passion about how you guys do business.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, that we're an employee-first company. And that's when I started the company, that's the decision I set out with was – to make everybody feel like it was a place where they could grow, not only professionally, but as people. And it's worked out really well. And it shows through to our customers who, you know, get great service and have happy people working on their house.
Can you describe some of the kind of the cooler projects that you've worked on recently? You mentioned one, the zero energy.
The passive house.
Passive house.
Yeah, that was that was a cool one. We've recently done a house with Shishugi Ban. Wow, I said that the first time without.
Is that the burned siding?
Yeah. We just had some folks on the show recently because we were talking about the Northwest Green Home Tour, and so they brought that up to us, and we were like, "What is that?" And it sounds like fascinating product. So you've actually worked with it.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's beautiful. You know, I had somebody today ask me about it and they wanted to know, well, does it really hold up? And, you know, I don't think it's been done enough around here to answer that question.
Right.
And the stuff we got was from Texas, so that doesn't tell you a lot either.
Right.
Very beautiful looking stuff.
Is that on your website? Is there any photos of that?
It is, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so I'll have to find that. Because we're going to be linking to, like, your website. You know, once we do the show, of course, it's on our blog and podcast and all that. So we also try and do additional details in there. So if there's some fun stuff like that for people to take a look at, we'd love to show it.
Tons of cool pictures. Great. You know, we've done a lot of different things, and that's kind of what we pride ourselves on.
Cool.
Is being able to do many different things and offer people a lot of options.
Excellent. And before I know we got to go to a break here in just a minute here, but Kyle, if people have questions for you or want more information on your company, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Either Kyle@synapseconstruction.com.
Okay.
SYNAPSE construction.com.
Okay.
Or info@synapseconstruction.com.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to talk more with Kyle Kiever, Synapse Construction, on how he can personalize some information for your home. So stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.